weekend. He's Bish. This is John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. City Talk 105.9.
Hello, it's John Bishop and Kelvin Roberts. This is season two, is that not right?
That's correct, yes.
Season two of the famous, infamous, I think it's fair to say, Alphabet Soup. This is the show where we take a letter of the alphabet and discuss said letter.
Yes.
The original concept was to do the positive things of the letter and then the negative things, but we really just rambled on. So it got a bit of both. And the reason that it's season two is because... Go on. I want you to do that producer bit and sell the idea of why we're having a season two.
It starts with a series of high-level meetings where we put a presentation to the board.
Yeah.
In order to get them to commission a second series.
Yeah.
Research is done.
Yeah.
Analysis is done.
Yeah.
We have group forums.
Yeah.
Random telephone calls, emails. There's other kind of industry secrets, which we can't obviously discuss here.
No, we can't tell them everything.
But obviously, the fact that we are here today for episode one of series two, or season two, is testament to how great the research that Bauer Radio, the German company that own us, have faith.
We're owned by Bauer Radio.
Well, it's not Bauer Radio. I mean, Bauer's a big company. They deal with TV, magazines, but we are obviously part of the radio section. So yes, that we are owned by Bauer
Radio. Did he do razors?
Razors.
Oh, that's sorry. I'm sorry. That's almost racist, isn't it? That sounds German.
Braun.
They're probably cousins. So we're owned by Bauer Radio. Yeah. And so what's happened, that was very interesting, your response to that. That wasn't really what I was after.
Was it really? Was it sounding convincing?
What I was after was the honest response was we've done from A to Z and we couldn't think of something else, so we've started again. That would have done.
Hey, why interrupt a winning formula?
Why interrupt a winning formula? Yeah, I'd just like to know what we've won. I feel like that person at Bullseye before he says, yo, look at what you could have won.
We've won a second series. It's the credit crunch.
Yeah.
We've got mortgages to pay.
That's a fair point.
Thank you.
Since we started this show, the world has changed. When we started this show, we were all richer. We were all wealthier. And now look, maybe it's our fault.
Of people have lost their homes since we started the last series.
And apparently now everyone's got nervous because we've all lost confidence as well. Yeah. I love that when they say high street shoppers have lost confidence. I've got this image of people walking around going, I'm not sure I can carry that bag. I'm not sure. Better not cross over. Something's going to come. But that's what's happened. We've entered a global meltdown, but Liverpool have been top of the Premiership. So there's a bit of a trade-off to be had. You know, I'm not suggesting that being in a recession is automatically means that Liverpool are top of the league, but it does seem to happen quite a lot when you think how long it is since we've been up there. So, I don't know.
Does it counterbalance things in your life that Liverpool are top of the league?
Yeah. I mean, when I'm saying to the kids, we've got no money for Christmas presents, but look how them millionaires are getting on.
Well, look how many girls the kite's going. Does that put a smile on your face and you think...
Tell you what, puts a smile on everyone's face when you see a ginger kid doing well. Or strawberry blonde, as he was calling.
He's ginger, is he?
More strawberry blonde. Hmm? I don't know. He's not... Yeah, he is. I think there's a ginger hue. I think he's one of those that if he grew a beard, it would be red. You know, like Wayne Rooney, who for whatever reason has a red beard. Doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So, yeah, no, dear Kite's doing well. The world's a better place. And we are back on talking about stuff beginning with certain letters. And today's letter is, we need a little thing for this.
You know what? I'm going to invest in a dictionary later.
Oh,
I'm going to stretch the budget.
I forgot about the dictionary. We need to get a dictionary, particularly on days like today when I'm not feeling so great.
We hobbled through the last few letters of last series, didn't we? We lost the dictionary after letter P.
Yeah.
And it was a struggle if we admitted ourselves.
I noticed when you were talking about one of the focus groups, that was one of the things that they said, that the educational content severely diminished after the letter P. So I think having the dictionary back would help the show. You know, a show based on words and letters, I think would benefit from At least a dictionary. At least.
Would you like another pocket size one?
Collins. See what the boss will throw in.
Yeah.
See what the boss will throw in. I mean, you know, we don't ask for a lot. We give no prizes away.
Yeah.
You know, we're not one of the ones who listen to this noise. What do you think it might be? hey, look. Oh, look. It's a horse putting shoes on. How did you never get it, Sally? You know what I mean? We're not one of them, are we? No one's going to win a car here. You know, we're not the Secret Sound or win a car or we're just a couple of blokes having a chat. Mm. And I think the least you can do is one. You can probably go to the pound shop and get a dictionary. I don't think that. Although here, because we're by St. John's, we've got the 99p shop. If you really want to cut corners and have a price war over a penny, you can go from Poundland to 99p shop. And I bet you there'll be a dictionary in there, but there'll be the odd letter missing.
Yeah.
Imagine that really cheap dictionary. We won't bother with the M. Too many pages if you put the M in. It'll be £1.25.
It'll be dictionary seconds.
Mm. So yeah, I think a dictionary would be useful, because I can't recall what we did with the letter A first time round.
Aardvark.
Aardvark.
For some reason, I always remember the aardvark.
Yeah, yeah. That's mainly because outside of this show, you would not have said aardvark in the last 10 years of your life. Whoever mentions the word aardvark.
You know, I was thinking the other day, mathematically, is that we did 26 shows with the previous series, yeah.
Season, yeah.
And we're nearly into the end of the year. So what happened to the other 15 weeks? How much time have we had?
When did we start?
In January.
No.
We did.
Season one.
We started season one back at the... Well, actually, the station went on air on the 28th of Jan, so we would have had our show roughly about the 2nd or the 3rd of February. We're now nearly at Christmas, and yet we've only done 26 weeks. Something's gone a bit wrong here. How many holidays have you had?
Well, it's not holidays. It's been... Now that this show is getting broadcast on Saturday evening, repeated on Sunday, yep. There will be less interruptions because we lost a lot through the football, didn't we, when we were only on Sunday. And then when the fan base said, look, we want to hear this. We want to hear this magic at 7 o'clock on a Saturday just before we go clubbing.
Yeah, we don't want disco music. We want to hear John Bishop talking about zebras.
Yeah.
Tell us in the mood.
Tell Dave Gray, we're not interested in this. We don't want some hot wax. We want to have a chat about letters when we get out. I mean, I'd love to know who does listen at 7 o'clock. Because we're doing it.
8 o'clock.
Was it 8 o'clock? Because we're doing it on two different days, obviously we can't take calls or texts because people are in different time zones. But I'd love to know who's listening at 8 o'clock on a Saturday. I'd love to. Because whoever you are, I'm sure there's not lots of you. Why don't we just come to your house?
Well, it can't be a coincidence that the X Factor's figures aren't as good on a Saturday night as they were last year. You know. Now, a lot of people have put it down to Strictly Come Dancing, but I'm not quite too sure.
I think it could be
our
us.
Focus group. You know, you've got dancing, you've got singing, and then now you've got comedy.
And if you think about a demographic, I'm sure it's the same as those who watch The X Factor. All we need is a little sob story. We need someone to say, oh, I'm on here because my dog died.
Here we go again. Should I play the music?
Yeah, everything went wrong. And then I found a dictionary. Just when I thought there was no hope. Please phone for me. I tell you, the big thing as well, talking of Strictly and all of that, this week has been John Sargent.
Yes.
What do you think of that?
Well, I've never watched it, so I'm a bit short of opinions, which it's not very helpful, is it? But there's something.
No.
There's more going on behind the scenes.
You don't have to
out.
Watch it. What it is a fat bloke in sequins who can't dance, knows he can't dance, and thinks it's a bit of a laugh.
John Travolta.
Yeah. And Johnny Public has said, we'd rather watch him than people who can dance, which is a typical British response. If this show was in any other country, it was in America, they'd be going whoop, 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 and beating the drum for those who were actually achieving. But in England, we just like people getting it wrong. We just like people being crap. It's the Eddie the Eagle culture.
The Michelle McManus of this world.
Yeah, who's Michelle McManus? I saw her name get mentioned the other day, and I can't remember.
She won the Pop Idol about 4 years ago now, before X Factor came along.
What happened to her? I must say that you've painted a picture. of her as soon as you said that fat girl from Glasgow. I can just see someone coming on in leggings with a big T-shirt, little tat on that arm, load of chains around the neck, sovereign rings on every finger, coming on, pushing a buggy, singing.
Apparently, she lost a lot of beef, and she's a radio presenter now up in Scotland, doing quite well for herself, I believe. Never heard her.
You should never knock a fellow broadcaster.
Absolutely not.
See, that's all right. Now you can knock all that. You can say, well, she went on to... But what was she on? Pop Idol?
It was Pop Idol, yes.
Pop Idol, opportunity knocks, yeah, find the
Generation
star,
Game, whatever. Something, yeah, like that. Yeah,
whatever it was, whatever it was. And then people go, yeah, but she's not making records, is she? She's on the radio. That's not bad.
She's making a good living out of it.
Yeah, you know, she was a fat girl from Glasgow, and now she's on the radio. Doesn't matter how big she is. I think that's good.
Yeah.
I think we shouldn't knock all of these programmes. But John Sargent, the big thing was, he was very, very likely to win Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah, but he was still only about 12-1 with the bookies to do so. I'm not convinced he would have won.
Ah, but that's you being you, assuming that the bookies know stuff. Seeing as you spent most of your time trying to prove the bookies wrong, I'm surprised you've taken that stance. Because apparently, on the last phone-in vote, of all the votes that took place, he got 50%.
Really?
50%.
I didn't know that.
Of the public vote. The thing that gets me is he's supposed to be a bit of a personality, but he doesn't look it to me. Mm. But apparently he is. And as I say, I think it's just one of those things where we've got this celebrity voting or whatever, these voting things now. Now they can't rig them. There's a chance. Which means, if me and you put a boy band together, get on the X Factor, there's a chance. We've got enough mates. Dude, just keep us on. Wouldn't that be fantastic? Just a wine, Simon Cowell. I'm saying, everyone loves us, look. You can't kick us off.
Hello. We could be the grannies' favourites.
Yeah, we could be the grannies.
The grannies always vote for the ones they find cutest.
Because grannies always like it if one of you is gay. You always like a gay one. And
Well, you're married with kids. Where does that leave me?
I'm married with kids. You're going to have to get highlights put in. I apologise for sniffling down the microphone.
Yeah, please don't.
Yeah. Sorry about that. Because we're in that stage of the year now where I get about 3 colds a year, and this is one of them. I can feel it coming on. Yeah. And it starts with a sneezing fit, which happened just before I came into the studio, where I sneeze 8 times, and then I get a sniffly nose. And some point during the next hour, I'm going to have another sneezing fit, and then the cold will be gone. It's not like... It's like a spring clean in my nostrils.
I do hope you have that sneezing fit on her. I want the nation to hear we have to hear in the office.
It's horrible. I know I'm probably not the only person like it, because people get when the hay fever comes and I get it. And it's just like, there's something inside you, tickling just behind your nose. And you think, just stop it. And then you just start sneezing, and then all of a sudden it just stops. Your head's clear. And all these ideas have fell out your ears. You're blown away. Bad ideas, obviously. Bad ideas. The good ideas seem to stay.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're not even started. What are we talking about here?
The letter A.
Hey! I tell you what I saw, and this is very loosely linked to the letter A.
Right.
Very loosely. Burton Wood?
Near Warrington?
Burton Wood, near Warrington. Aeroplanes.
Yes.
Wartime air base. Gone.
Gone where?
Gone.
Just gone.
Driving down the motorway. Looked. Gone. Not there.
Is this the Berlin Wall come down? Is it the end of the Cold War?
They've obviously decided the Germans aren't coming back, knock it down. We've got IKEA now. But right, that thing across from IKEA, gone. And I was driving, I thought, that's gone. But those buildings, that little area, must be fascinating. You know, because you do as a phase, wasn't it, where everyone had the metal detector. That'd be a great place to go metal detecting. When you consider that the Americans were there. They must have dropped stuff. I'm not saying they'd lost the plane.
Dropped a few kids, what I heard about them.
Yeah, that's why people in Warrington are called Chuck.
Yeah, and Casey.
What's your name? Casey, this is my brother, Clint.
I just think as well, is that where that hanger is between...
Was.
Well spotted.
Yeah. See what
and
I'm
you
doing?
Got the M62 in between what was the hanger and now IKEA.
Yeah.
M62, straight as an arrow. Did you know that? Did you notice that?
What do you mean? You're saying the M62 is the new runway?
It was a runway. In case they ever needed to use it.
The M62 was the runway.
So they could have took the middle bit out.
They used to drive planes from Liverpool to Manchester. See if they took off on the way.
That's what it was there for, as an emergency runway. That's why they built it in a straight line.
But they put bridges there?
Well, they have now, but not... This is like when they first built it. Back in the, 50s, 60s. I don't know when it was actually built. But that's why it was built in a straight line.
No, I think you'll find it was built in a straight line because at one end's Liverpool, the other end's Manchester.
There's no curves in it, trust me. That's why in that particular section, there's no curvy bits. It's just a straight line.
Yeah, because if you put a curvy bit, you'd be going the wrong way.
Stop arguing. There's a letter A for you.
Yeah, but you can't say that. Order and survey map, yeah. That will get the letter A. If you did an order and survey, you would look. If you put a curve in that, you wouldn't be going to where you want to go. If you put a curve coming from Manchester, you got there, Warrington, thought, put a bend in it, you're going to end up in Southport. That's not where you want to go.
There are certain... Oh God, I've started something in, haven't I? There's certain bends you have to go around because of the ground, because of the content beneath it. Ask your dad. Ask anyone. I live near that motorway, so I
ask
know its history.
Ask anyone of me dad's generation, you mean? Because that's the kind of fact... That your dad knows, innit? Yeah. That's the kind of thing your dad will look at. You know, in those moments when he looks at it and goes, see all this? I remember when this was Orfield. No, you didn't, yeah. Dad.
And just in case I am wrong, I got told by my dad. So if I'm telling Porky's here, it's my dad's fault.
Yeah, well, it's a dad fact. In fact, that would be a great feature for the show. A dad fact around the letter. So you'd say something like that, there's a straight line there, or I don't know, think of something to do with the letter A that's a dad fact, you know, like you get athlete's foot, off left footed people. You know, they always have athlete's foot because they're left footed. It's a dad fact. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah,
it's
a good idea actually.
Because you end up, because there are loads of facts that I just accept. And when I think about them, it's just because I was told them.
Yeah.
And they make no sense. Like the idea that... that was a dad fact as well. If you flush a spider down the sink or down the bath...
Flush a spider down the sink?
Yeah, but you know... Not flush, but you know, turn the tap on and it goes down the sink.
Yeah, down the plug hole.
Yeah, down the plug hole, yeah.
Yeah.
The dad fact that was told to me is that they hang on and then when you're not there, they come out. No, they clearly don't, because the volume of water to the size of the spider is like going down Niagara Falls. For all my life, and it was only a couple of years ago, I thought, I've never seen a spider come back.
Don't they curl up in a little ball?
Well, a dad fact suggests that it does, and then it hangs on with one of its legs waiting to you stop.
Like an Indiana Jones spider, yeah, you know.
Just waiting to get out. But I've never seen them crawl out. I've never seen them come out. And I must have been told that when I was 7. That's meant I've spent over 30 years of my life thinking the spiders clinging to the inside of the sinks.
If this spider has any sense, it wouldn't have come back for more, would it?
No.
It would just go with the flow and just say, let's see where it ends up here.
Yeah, let's enjoy
it. It's
got to
go somewhere.
You know, like that advert that's on the telly, that brilliant advert.
Oh,
with
the fella. Tubes. Yeah,
yeah. What a great way to live that would be.
Just love to ride
a big water flume from you should do... Tell you what, Radio City, top of here, all the way to your house in Widnes. Shh. That would be a fantastic flume.
Hey, this towel alone would be a great idea for a helter skelter, wouldn't it? Remember those used to get in the fur? Used to get this little mat, like your old mother's mat, and go down it.
Yeah. Oh, they were good. They were good. Like the doormat.
Yeah.
You couldn't have them.
And the
now. Posh
ones used to have little sacks. You used to go down like a bag of spuds.
Yeah. Now, there'd be health and safety
you'd have to be padded up, you'd have to be harnessed.
Yeah, they'd be saying, oh, you can't put a kid in a sack, they'll suffer some kind of trauma. They'll think they're getting taken away. The joy's been taken out of putting kids in slacks and sending them down a gradient of 94 degrees. And I tell you the other thing as well, though, just to tell you one thing, that this could never be. Have you seen those things on Fairs now where you sit and it drops you? I went on one in Spain where it drops you, so you go up like 100 feet or whatever it is, and then it wobbles a bit, and you're on a seat, and then it just drops.
Yeah, I went on one of them in Las Vegas.
Oh! Are they not the scariest thing on this planet?
Did you not go on that one in Vegas when you was there a few weeks ago?
No, I've been on one in Spain, and I'll never... And when I say on one in Spain, I'm talking probably about as big as my mum's house. I probably only went about 40 foot, and I was terrified.
Yeah, but don't forget, the one in Vegas is not only tall, but it's actually at the top of a skyscraper. So you're about 2,000 feet up, and you're on one of these things going whoosh!
No.
Fantastic.
Now, what we're doing today, so far, really, when you think about it, that first section of the show... I think for the first show of season two, I think we really need to kick ourselves a bit. Because what did we talk about that related to the theme of the show?
Percentage-wise, not very much. 18%?
18%? When you say 10? Or 20? Why come up with a figure like 18?
Well, it's better than just saying the normal stuff, which would be 10, 20%, 18%.
Yeah, but 10 or 20 is more honest, because we all know you're guessing. But
well, so if you got a mortgage 18... and they give you 7.6%, you'd say, oh, why don't you just round it up to 8? You know.
Hey, man, credit crunch. Hey, that's probably what they all did. That's what they all did, them big mad ollies in London. Let's just round it down. It don't matter. No one will ever pay the debt back anyway. But the show is about letters. Well, it's not. But that's what we're using. That's how we get paid. That's how we sold the idea. So let's talk about something beginning with A. And we spoke about the aardvark that we did last time. What else comes with A? I'm asking you because you lost the dictionary.
Are we talking about the new things that we like? Or the...
Well,
are you trying to think of ideas from last...
If you say something with A, then we'll remember whether we said it last time. I can't remember what we said last time. That was 26 shows ago. That's 26 hours ago.
I remember I said Advent.
Advent?
Yeah.
Advent, yeah.
Armageddon?
Let's leave that. Under the current climate, I don't want to be talking about Armageddon as well.
We could talk about the film.
What film?
Armageddon. Bruce Willis saves the world.
Oh, is that the one where he goes up to Mars or something?
Up to the comet.
Up to the comet and blows the comet up.
Fills a hole, sticks a bob in, ding dang do.
Now, when I think of that...
Yeah.
Somebody sold that idea. Someone's gone into a film studio and said, listen, I've got this film. There's a comet coming to the world. But what we do is we fire up a spaceship and he drills a bomb in into the comet that's flying as it's flying. Blows up, sacrifices himself, saves the world. What do you think?
Well, I think you've got everything there, haven't you? In the action blockbuster. You've got the girl, Liv Tyler. You've got the hero.
Liv Tyler, you know... Don't tell me, is this one of your all-time favourite films or something?
I've seen this film more time than I've seen my parents. All right, Liv Tyler, top bird. You got the action hero. Brucey boy.
Bruce.
You know, I forgot the name of the character in the film.
Yeah, I like that as well. Bruce.
Bruce.
Bruce Willis. Yeah. Now, do you know if that's his real name?
I think it is.
Because just think about it now. And I'm saying this to anyone who might perchance be listening to this show called Bruce. Because let's be honest, until Bruce Willis came along, think of another good Bruce.
Forsyth.
Well, exactly. You're not telling me you're not going to get bullied with a name like Bruce.
Robert the Bruce. Bit of history there for you.
Yeah, but that's the... You know, anyone whose middle name's the, you can't really trust, can you? Robert the Bruce.
Ironically, I'm trying to think of
Bruce
a famous...
Bruce Rioch.
Who?
Bruce Rioch.
Bruce Springsteen.
Nah, that's good. Actually, thinking about
the more
it,
we
Bruce,
talk about
Bruce,
this, the
Bruce
more you're
is a good name.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to go home and change the name of my kids. One of you is going to be Bruce. I want a leader in the house.
Bruce Bishop. It's got a ring to it as well.
Bruce Bishop, yeah.
Brucey Bishop.
Sounds Aussie, though, doesn't it?
Sounds like a porn name. Bruce Bishop.
Hey, it's another classic from Bruce Bishop.
It's like I think of a famous Aussie. There must be a famous Aussie, because Bruce is quite Australian, isn't it? Bruce. Oh, is it?
Well, Bruce in Australia is like Sheila. I think it's a genetic term for a bloke.
Oh, is it? I didn't know that. Yeah. There's quite a few famous Bruces then. I think we've
nailed that one down. Yeah, we have. We have nailed it.
Bruce. Bruce Willis. Bruce. He's got a daughter called Rumour.
Rumour?
Rumour Willis. There's a joke in there somewhere, isn't there?
No way!
Rumour, yeah, he's got like.
She's got, got a brother called Whisper. Why would you call your kid Rumour? Is this to what's her face?
This is when he had it with it. Oh, who's he married to? Demi Moore.
Demi Moore. Yeah. Oh, hey, did I fancy Demi Moore or what? Hey, oh, what? Hey,
well, it's just
hey,
as fortunate for you, Demi Moore got her kit off.
If she ever found herself in Runcorn, Demi, hey, I'd have shown her some good times, I tell you. Come on, Demi. I'll take you to Pizza Hut. No expense spared, love. You get yourself whatever you want.
Did you like the shaved head?
No, I didn't like the G.I. Jane. Yeah. The G.I. Jane. No, no. In fact, I'll be honest with you. There's something.
You did, didn't you?
There's something strangely attractive about a woman who looks like she can fight you. Do you know what I mean? There's something strange. Ooh, 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 ooh. Or have I got that wrong? You're looking at me like that's mad. But when she had that G.I. Jane, she shaved her head and she got beefed up a bit. Yeah, you can't say you didn't think, ooh.
I'm trying to think of other famous girls with shaved heads.
Sinead
O'Connor.
Yeah. What's her name? Britney Spears. Well, she did, though, didn't she?
I don't think that's what she went off the rails a little bit, though, didn't she? I don't think she kind of, to very politely put it, knew what planet she was on at the time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Thankfully, now she's back to a normal, curvy self.
Yeah, well, what does that mean? Frankly, she's back to a normal cave herself.
She looked a bit of a mess, didn't she? I mean,
oh, she
like
mad.
You say, you wouldn't want to pick a fight with her.
Yeah, but you look at Britney Spears. Again, I've no idea what this has got to do with the letter A, apart from alcoholism. Yes! See what I did? I brought it back. She got involved in alcoholism and drug abuse because she became a child star at 16. But she's trailer park
trash. She was
a child
star before 16.
But isn't she trailer park trash, if you pardon that phrase? That's how she's always portrayed in America, as like, you know, poor white trash. Her family's really rough, her hair is really rough, and she lived on a trailer park.
She probably did. I've actually, yeah, I didn't
there was a programme about her, wasn't it? Saying, yeah. Like, you know, she, and what she did became famous. And they don't teach people how to be famous. They just leave them to get on with it whilst they milk all the money off them.
Well, she was in this very big American series called The Mickey Mouse Club that Christina Aguilera was also in.
No way!
Yeah, so
the Mickey Mouse Club?
Yeah.
What's that?
It was big at the time. It was like Sesame Street, but for younger people.
How could you be younger than... I'm young. What's younger than Sesame Street?
I think I got that totally wrong.
The babies.
Or maybe something like Grade Chill for kind of like the performing arts. In a nutshell, it was full of kids who had a bit of talent. They could sing, they could dance. You had the likes of Britney on there, Aguilera, Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Yeah, when they were like 10. You know, quite fascinating when you see these little flashbacks.
You know, you see how do you know these things?
Unfortunately, I tend to watch BBC Three quite a lot. You know, you get these shows like Before They Were Famous, you know, that kind of stuff. They always seem to pop up on shows like that.
Fantastic.
I haven't actually purposely gone in and researched these people. I'm not that way inclined.
Yeah, but the interesting thing is you store the facts. Yeah, you know, like you get told things, but I don't automatically store them. They just go in one ear out the other because I think I'm never going to need to know that Justin Timberlake was in the Mickey Mouse Club. I'm never going to need to know that fact, so I forget it. Whereas you just think, that might be Andy.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in the filing cabinet for this show. For the purpose of this show.
I like to think I'm doing research for this. So I pay attention to what I watch.
To everything.
Not everything, but you know.
So anyway, getting back to Armageddon.
Yes.
Tiv, what was her name?
Liv Tyler.
Liv Tyler.
She was Steve Tyler's daughter. You know when the guy used to be in Aerosmith? Is it Steve Tyler? The lead singer?
Don't know.
Looks like a fish.
The fellow with the big mouth.
Yeah.
He's got a striking similarity to someone else in me.
Mick
remember.
Jagger.
Yeah, but someone else as well. That's going to annoy me, that. I'll remember this after. He looks massively like someone else. Oh, I'll tell you who it is. Chris Coleman, who's a man, football manager. He was manager of Fulham.
He looks nothing like him.
He does. He definitely does.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He's the young chap, isn't he, Chris Coleman?
Welsh fella, yeah. who strangely left Fulham to go to a second division team in Spain after splitting up with his wife and having a fight with someone.
Oh, right.
Pretty odd, really. But anyway, he looks like him.
Well, if you say so. Can't argue with that one.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to Armageddon. You were saying
off the points here. the film that you're saying is Armageddon. Armageddon.
Yes.
Liv Tyler. Right. I'm going to see if I can think of a film beginning with A.
Okay. Sorry
about
that.
What? I'm sorry I said that because I've just gone blank. I can't think of a single film beginning with A. There must be another one. A Long Good Friday.
I know a very good funny one.
What?
Airplane.
Airplane.
Yes.
Airplane.
And Airplane
what a great
too.
Film that was. What a great film Airplane was.
Very funny. A bit ahead of its time, I thought, at the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, the best thing about Airplane was the autopilot being an inflatable pilot. I thought that was brilliant.
It's just a great little one-liners.
Oh.
Like when he sat in the plane and the passenger asked the guy, he says, are you nervous? And he goes, no. Hang on a minute. Oh, no, I've just totally
it's
got this wrong.
It's all in the delivery.
Hang on a minute. Let me get this right.
Go on, Calvin, go on.
Hang on, let me... I'm trying to picture
the
scene.
Show the world you can act.
I can't think of it.
Come on, show the world you can act. We can't have just Pete Price doing shows at this station. Come on. Act.
Right, picture the scene.
Right, go on.
He's sat in the passenger seat. There's a guy next to him. And the guy asks... nervous, and he goes, no, and then the guy says, I can't get this right. I just can't get this right. Oh God, I'm sorry, I'll be bloody mad now.
All you do is repeat something you just described.
I'm trying to get this scene in my head. It's the funniest scene in the film I've seen countless times, and I can't even remember it.
He sat next to someone on a plane, and then he says he's nervous, and then. Then what happens? All you got to do is say the next bit. What happens after that?
Nervous? No, I've been nervous. It's something like nervous. No.
Oh, no, I know what it is.
I've been nervous lots of times.
He said nervous. He goes, no, he goes, is it your first time? And he goes, no, I've been nervous
lots of times.
That's it.
Why did you put me through 90 seconds of humiliation?
Because I couldn't believe you forgot it.
I just couldn't put it into words.
No, that was good.
Airplane's a good film. I can't think of any others. Beginning with A.
There will be. The listener will think of something, I'm sure, because they always do. But yeah. So we've done with Big Jones. The look on your face. We'll move to show four. Let's talk about films. Every man out and the look of despondency in your face. Then I go, is this it? We've sold them our season team, and all we've got is me and you looking at each other trying to remember lines.
We've got
film.
The contract, lad. That's all that matters.
How creative is this show to come on and repeat to other people's stuff? Yeah, have you seen that bit where that happens? Yay!
A fish called Wonder.
A fish called yeah. A something film is just cheating. You can't have that. You can't have that. No, I don't think there is any. I don't think there is any because it's not that kind of letter, is it? To start things that become films, it's just not that kind of letter. I'm trying to think of a good word, but unfortunately, I keep on coming back to Aardvark and Antrobus. There was a kid in our school called Carl Antrobus, but Antrobus.
Antrobus.
Yeah, what a great name that is, Antrobus. What are you laughing at?
Antrobus.
I think that's good.
You know what? Not real, is it?
You know,
you're making this up.
His name was Carl Antrobus, and it was A N T R O B U S. And what I used to like about it is that if you change the N for an S, it became an Astro Bus. I thought it would have been great. You know, having an Astro Bus just flying around heaven. I thought that would have been good. Obviously, I was only 8 when we were mates, so it was funnier when you were 8.
American Werewolf in London.
Oh, you've been sat there thinking.
It just came to me just then. I was trying to think of anything that's got American in it, but that might be cheating.
That was a good film.
Yeah, that was a great film.
That was a good film, but it changed and all the rest of it.
Keep off the moors, lads, and stay in the roads.
Strange things happen on the moors.
Keep off the roads. Keep on the roads, lads. Keep off the moors.
Have you ever done anything like that where you've gone to one of those places and you think these people are inbred and it's spooky?
Most pubs in Widnes, to be honest.
No, I tell you, I did it. I don't know that I've mentioned this before, but this is true. It's about 6 months ago. I did the show in Sheffield and I drove over the Snake Pass.
Oh, yes.
And it was, I was coming back and it was late, 1 o'clock in the morning. There's a little road going off the Snake Pass to the side. And I've always thought, what's down that road? I've never been down that road. What's down that road? So I thought, I'm wide awake because I've just done a gig. So I thought, I'll give it 5 minutes down that road. I'll investigate. Half 1 in the morning, don't know what come over me. So I went down this road. And then I ended up on top of this moor. And there was some woods there and stuff. And I thought, you know what I'm going to do now? I'm going to stop the car. I'm going to turn all the lights off. I'm going to get out the car. I'm going to look up at the sky and view the stars without any light pollution. So I stopped the car. I was on the moors at 1:30 in the morning on my own. I turned the radio off, turned the lights off, turned the engine off, got out the car, stood there and absolutely panicked. I was going to say another word then because that is exactly what I did. You know, you just stood there and think, I'm going to get killed. I'm just nobody for 50 miles. But you're just, yeah, you're all, because it feels like American Werewolf, you think, there's an axeman here, or the werewolf's coming now.
But did you keep on the road and off the moors?
No, I was literally out of the car for 15 seconds. And then I got back in, turned all the lights on, and I locked the doors. I can't believe that. I locked the doors. I was in the middle of the moors at 1:30 in the morning, as if people were going to like come and jump, carjack me in the middle of the moors. Yeah, American Werewolf, very, very good film. And true story. There was a moment that I could see you think, what was it? So, talking of America and Americans as well, that's something, you know what I think that's happened since we've been on? I don't think we've spoke about what's the change in the world, Barack. Have we been on since he's become president?
Oh, Barack Obama?
Yeah.
You're asking me if it's a coincidence that, no, I got Obama, Bin Laden, Obama, I think there's a connection.
Osama, his name is.
Osama, is it? So we've got Osama. That'd be a great boxing match for Sky Box Office. Osama versus Obama. Wouldn't it?
With that big man fella, Don Johnson. He gonna knock you down! Obama's coming from Obama! Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba to you. We can't do that now, double act. Someone else has cornered that market. But I think it's great, but it's so disappointing. It's great for the world that Barack's in.
Yeah,
that Barack's right. about, because he's going to make the world a better place and all the rest. But as a comedian, it's a killer. It's a killer because you he's like Jesus. He's like God.
So he's untouchable now.
At the moment, until we find out he's been knocking hookers off or something, there's nothing we can say about him. He's so perfect. You cannot take the mick out of the American presence. And we've not been able to not take the mick out of the American presence since JFK. Every American president since him has had something funny about them. You know, Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, what was his name? Gerald Ford, the Bush 1, Bush 2.
Clinton.
I mean, come on. Hey,
I'm still waiting for the musical.
I know, Clinton. I mean, you know, it might be a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I think there's a lot you could say about Clinton. So there's loads. Hey! Oh,
the guy's not even got the front door keys yet.
Give it time. But, you know, I think during that time, and that maybe that's part of what this show should be. Mm. A beacon of hope. That's what we should say. That the
from the beacon itself.
From the beacon, we want to extend the beacon of hope just to suggest that we never, ever have an opportunity to mock the American president because he's going to do such a good job. And on that, I think we need a break.
Definitely.
Yeah, because I'm a bit syrupy for even me, to be honest. This is John Bishop, Kelvin Roberts, Alphabet Soup on City Talk 105. We need a jingle as well. I want a jingle.
Well, do you now?
Yeah. Oh, 105.9. The Voice of Liverpool.
I'll try and put a bit of music behind that.
Put that in. Myself, John Bishop, and my compatriot, Kelvin Roberts, are actually going to create radio magic in the few minutes remaining of this show whilst we discuss the letter A.
That's right.
That's what we're going to do. The letter A is it a vowel? It's a vowel, isn't it?
It's a vowel.
Yeah.
A-E-I-O-U.
A-E-I-O-U. Without the letter A, there would be no words. You need A or one of his mates to have a word. And I know, don't look at me like I'm an idiot. So the letter A is an important letter. And because of that, we're going to discuss it now in the next couple of minutes properly. Not in the random shambolic way we've been doing so far. The letter A, one of the most impressive words I find with the letter A is anaphylactic.
Well, you can explain that one.
Anaphylactic is instant.
Is it?
Yeah, so if you have an anaphylactic shock, it's an instant allergic reaction to something.
Right.
So if you have an anaphylactic shock, it's when you eat something and you conk out. Or, you know, like people who eat nuts. Which, to be fair, when did that happen? When did people start becoming allergic to nuts? Did we see anyone in your school who was allergic to nuts or egg? they never had them, did they? They were culled somewhere growing up. They never reached school age. I never remember a school having to say, look, there's nuts in this. Mm. I don't remember anyone being allergic to nuts. But now I know loads of people, kids mainly, who are allergic to stuff. And I know, I'm not even sure they're allergic. I just think they're being awkward. I think every now and again, throw a peanut in, see what happens. But anaphylactic is what happens with them, where the windpipe goes in. So I think that's a very, very good word. And I'm just putting that word out there for those people who may, at this moment in time, be playing Scrabble and have an A, a P, a H, and a Y.
That's a great word. I think that's the best word you've ever come up with.
Anaphylactic.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a brilliant word. A brilliant word. But I tell you, the other word that I think is no longer as prevalent as it used to be is annual. And I don't mean annual in recognition of the year. I mean the annual. Remember at Christmas, you used to always get an annual. I don't think I've ever bought my kids an annual because there's no annuals knocking about. Remember, annuals were ace, weren't they?
I used to get Royder Rovers.
Royder Rovers, yeah. What an annual Royder Rovers was. Hey, he was always saving Melchester, wasn't he? And his haircut never changed.
That's true.
Yeah. You know, and there was the Royder Rovers. And we used to have Royder Rovers. Then I used to get an annual for Beano or Dando. Oh. Dandy. Beano and Dandy, remember them? Beano was like for the mad kids. That was the hard comic, and Dandy was a bit puffy, really, compared to Beano. You know, it was a bit Beano because Beano had what's his name? Oh, the little lad with the curly hair, the man, and the stripy shirt. What was his name? Oh, and he had the dog.
Nasher.
Yeah, the dog was Nasher. What was he called? Oh, I can't believe we've got to get his name. he was the Dennis the Menace. He was Dennis. Don't look at me like that. That's right.
Well, that's
Dennis.
The answer.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Dennis
right.
The Menace.
With Nasher the dog.
You didn't know that.
I've never read it.
No.
I was reading Roy the Rovers.
How old are you?
Now?
Yeah.
34.
Suppose there's 6 years between us, and popular culture had moved on in those 6 years.
True. That's all it takes is a couple of years annually.
Because you used to get annuals as well. Of television programmes. Instead of getting a box set, you used to get an annual. Because I remember getting an annual of Space 1999.
What year was that?
Yeah, that would have been in the 70s when Space... we actually thought we'd be living on the moon. We'd all be living on the moon and every door would slide open.
That's a great present. You could give that present every year for like 17 years, couldn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It still wouldn't be out of date.
Yeah, well, it would, apart from the fact that you think they've only got 6 months now to build a space station. Yeah. I can't see it happening. you used to get annuals from that, and it don't happen. And I think it's a shame. We need to bring back the annual reinstate it.
They're still out there. I got one for my niece last year for Christmas. Admittedly, it was not very good. Brats.
What's that?
I was at High School Musical. Oh, I don't know what's inside it, but it's what all the kids love these days. I mean, she's only four, bless her.
High School Musical's the thing that all the kids
are into. Is that the new one, is it? The new fad? But no, they still make it. They're just not as prolific. But they do need to come out more often, I think.
Yeah, yeah. We,
I think we just forget this. I mean, I always wondered, you know, what happened to Panini football stickers until one day my nephew, who's about 10, came home for a full book. He was only missing David Beckham. And I said, you're not the only one, son.
Hey,
so few teams missing David Beckham. But yeah, you know, I just think we just grew out of it but don't realise they still exist.
That's a good point.
Thanks, John.
No, it is a good point. Yeah. When I'm thinking about it, I'm saying annuals aren't there. But
you've not read one since
1974. If someone gave me a Beano for Christmas, I go, that's a bit.
They still sell space hoppers in Toys R Us.
I'm at the age that we're. I'm actually looking forward to a pair of slippers. I'm actually looking forward to. Melanie said, what do you want off the kids for Christmas? I said, a nice pair of slippers. It fell out my mouth without any hint of irony. Because I've been after a pair of slippers for all 2 months and I don't know, I'll wait for Christmas. They're only £4. I'm waiting for Christmas for a pair of slippers. I tell you what, hey. That just shows working class background, isn't it? No, I'll wait. As if I'm going to keep them for best. I'm going to keep these me good slippers. Don't wait until Christmas Day. The magic won't be in them.
That's right.
Well, this I think as our first venture of our first programme on our second season, this has been an interesting. And what the viewers won't know is that this show was put together after I wasn't feeling too well this morning.
After that dodgy bit of egg you had.
I had a bit of a dodgy egg butty, which meant that this morning I was not feeling too well, and there was a point where I genuinely wanted me mum. I was genuinely heading toilet and I just wanted me mum. Which is terrible, isn't it, when you're bigger than your mum. And I've been for over a decade.
Thank you for coming in.
But we're here, and I think...
Is it the word off before we go?
Yeah, we're going to have a word off.
Yeah, word off. It's traditional now.
All right, then. Okay, how long have we got for this word off?
Well, until there's a 2-second gap, and that's it, you lose.
All right, then. Antelope.
Aardvark.
Ant.
Advent.
Anthill.
American.
No! I was going to say American.
Oh, my God, I can't
believe that. No, that was a terrible word off. You know what? You got me there. I had American in my head and you said American and I didn't have another word.
Cubimbo.
Ah, well, it's a way of finishing the show with the happiest song in the world.
Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we old bimbo, bimbo? What you gonna do, we old bimbo, bimbo? Does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girly old? A little boy who's got a million friends, and every time he passes by, they all invite him in. He'll clap his hands, sing and dance, and talk his baby talk. With a hole in his pants and his knees sticking out, he's just big enough to walk. Bimbo, bimbo, where you gonna go, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, what you gonna do, we oh? Bimbo, bimbo, does your mommy know that you're going down the road to see a little girly, oh?
John Bishop's Alphabet Soup. Sunday afternoon at 2 and Saturday evening at 7. City Talk 105.9.